According to Masechta Zvachim, we are in the third parak. We're up to Mishnah Vav. Mishnah discusses the following situation: Shachtu al manas lahaniach es damoy. Person is involved in the service in the base of Mikdash, the Avoda, and he shechs whichever carbon it was, but his intention was improper. It was lahaniach es damoy, not to sprinkle the blood. We know that one of the major parts of the Avoda is to actually do the Zrikas Adam on the Mizbeach, and this person felt, I'm just not going to do it. Now, at the end of the day, they end up doing it. It's only an improper thought. The action ended up being carried out properly. But does the thought alone invalidate the sacrifice? That's what we're going to be discussing. Os Emura L'machor. A person says that the sacrificial parts that aren't normally to be consumed on the Mizbeach, he also says, you know what, I'm not going to do anything with them either. It's almost like a passive lack of proper machshava. Or a person says, you know, I'm going to bring these sacrificial parts outside to their designated area to be consumed, but I will not actually consume them. So in this situation, the Mishnah tells us, Rehuda posel. Rehuda says that the entire sacrifice is invalid by this particular thought, because if in fact he would have continued in this course and end up doing this action or inaction of not sprinkling the blood, then certainly the sacrifice would not have been valid. He would not be allowed to eat from the carbon if the dam was not sprinkled. And therefore, because of that, that machshava, that thought also will invalidate it. However, the Chachamim machshirin. According to the sages, the Chachamim say that the carbon is fine, because the only time in which an improper thought will invalidate the sacrifice, if a person has an invalid thought regarding, I will sprinkle the blood or I will eat it outside of its proper place or outside the proper time. In this situation, it's a completely different machshav, a different thought, and therefore, according to the opinion of the Chachamim, the carbon is still kosher.